Hello, it's Monday, October the 11th, and we are in the latter verses of chapter 54 of Isaiah. And we left off last Thursday with verses 11 and 12 and the metaphor of a bejeweled city. It's a picture of an ideal, idealized church. And the chapter ends now with the continuation of that theme, the ideal church and a community with children in it, a community that is fiercely righteous, where no terror can come and destroy. And those who despise the church will end up tearing themselves apart in self-destruction. And you see that in verses 15, 16, and 17. Now, as you read that, and Isaiah is a wordsmith, you ask yourself, where is this church? It's certainly not the church of the 8th century BC that Isaiah was familiar with, and it's certainly not the church in the 21st century AD, because the church that we know is all too clearly not as fiercely righteous as it should be. And I think that Isaiah is pointing to the church triumphant. And I think he's pointing to where this prophecy is heading in its final two chapters, to the new heavens and new earth. And at that point, the community that is God's church will know that perfect state. And we long for it. As we, as part of the church militant, we long for that day when we shall truly be the church triumphant and at peace and at home at last. Well, tomorrow we turn into one of the most beautiful chapters in Isaiah chapter 54, which is full of gospel, and one of the reasons why Isaiah is frequently referred to as the evangelical prophet. Well, that's tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.